Blog Talk Radio. Be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Hey, Dr. Ginny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. And the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica. And we are so glad that everybody tuned in tonight. We're going to be doing mini angel readings, and we're going to answer questions. And as always, I want our listeners to call in, right, and with any questions they might have, if they're looking for advice.
I hope they call in. I hope they call in.
We like it when you all call in. I know we've had, you know, the lines have been really, really full, and I know a lot of people have been complaining that we're thinking about extending the show another hour. But it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do readings for 3 hours straight end on end like that.
I have to go to work.
Yeah, and you have to go to work the next day. So we're going to try and find a solution for all the callers that we have. But if you want to call in, we're actually lighter on calls tonight. I can see in the queue, so you actually have a good chance of getting through tonight. The number is 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And I actually made a mistake tonight because when I brought up the show, I kicked off accidentally all the callers that were in the queue. So
clever.
I know. So, like, if you're calling in, now's the time to do it, folks. Again, 323-679-0882. And we're so glad that everybody called in. And don't forget, later on, we're going to have our email drawing. We forgot to do the drawing last week, if you recall.
Oh, no.
I got emails the next day. You didn't do the drawing.
Oh, no.
I completely forgot. We read the emails.
We read it. We put it in the Vado emails.
In the Vado emails. And so we're going to have to draw two tonight.
Oh.
Okay, we'll be drawing two emails tonight for free 30-minute readings with me that will be done privately. And we'll notify the winner of that drawing in the morning. And if you would like to be part of that drawing, just go to my website at www.drgninny.com and click on the Contact Me page and put your information in there and say, please put me in the drawing, and we will. And you'll stay in that drawing until you're chosen or until
the Vado emails explode.
Explodes, yes, that's right. Wouldn't that be so hysterical?
Well, we need a bigger vat at this point.
I think we really do, don't we? Yeah.
I'm looking at it, it's kind of overflowing all over the place.
I think it really has. And, hey, we want to shout out to Susie Q, our chat room mom. She's in there keeping everybody warm and comfy. And we're going to try and also read comments as we do each week and questions that come in through the chat room as well. So feel free to go ahead and ask a question, and we'll be happy to hopefully answer the question for you. So, Jessica, how's your week been going?
It's been going good. Work, actually, we're a little slow right now. So, unfortunately, the sad part of this is my hours have been cut just a tad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to getting a lot of overtime, used to working a lot of hours.
You kind of depend on that, don't you?
I really do. And, unfortunately, the higher-ups decided they didn't want us, you know, getting any overtime. So,
yeah.
I know.
Okay. You know, everything happens for a good reason, and I'm sure there's a good reason for that.
Right.
And I'm not at all concerned because the one thing I do know, that you're going to be changing jobs soon, so I'm not even concerned
about
that.
No, my plan is I'm winning lottery. Mm-hmm. I bought my lottery ticket.
Yeah, we went and got the lottery ticket. Do you ever, we go to this place for lottery tickets, then I swear there must be salmonella crawling out the doors of this place. Am I right?
I mean, the people are the nicest people, but
they
the place are. Kind of lacks in the hygiene department.
It's pretty scuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. I think the air conditioning was broken, you know.
Years ago,
yeah. And, you know, when they bring home, when they bring in their own crock pot and they use
yeah,
a cut-open box to put little weenies in.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever change those weenies out. Like,
No.
I'm sure, like, if they turn green, they say, oh, yeah, it's a St. Patty's Day weenie, you know? I'm just saying, I think I wouldn't eat anything out of that place that didn't come packaged.
Right,
but,
right.
But they are nice
people.
We
feel like they just have lucky tickets.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I feel very lucky about that place, and we've gotten a lot of lucky lottery tickets in there, rub off tickets.
Yes,
before.
We have.
As a matter of fact, I think I bought one. I don't
you
know
did.
What happened
and
to it.
Somewhere.
It's somewhere. It was. I don't know. I lost it en route. Can't imagine.
See how lucky it was. You lost it.
No, it's probably sitting inside somewhere. Yeah. So and what did we do last weekend? What did we?
We went on a really cool investigation.
Oh, yes, in that very
in
nice
a beautiful neighborhood
that we're not allowed to talk about, but
and I would love to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but we can't. We're not allowed to. But it was really super people, right?
Yes.
Really nice
wonderful
people.
Wonderful people, beautiful home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Yeah, I love it when they're good people.
Well,
you know?
And our group that we are talking to that
mm-hmm.
we haven't talked to in a long time
mm-hmm.
were with us.
Were with us, so that was kind of nice.
And it
too,
was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, so it was
it's
really,
so nice to see people you haven't seen in a while.
That's the best part of doing anything, and I just love to meet people and good people who have good hearts.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The best thing in the whole wide world. And you know what happened to me today?
What?
I didn't tell you.
No.
Okay, I got up really early this morning because I wanted to take care of some, you know, odds and ends that I don't get to do when I'm, you know, meeting with clients all day. So I wanted to renew my domain website. It's not due yet. It was 6 weeks early, but I thought, let me just go ahead and renew it for the next 2 years so it's done that
way. You doctored anything?
Mm-hmm. And so I went and I called, and I was in the process, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, your card's declined. I said, excuse me?
What?
She said, it's declined. I said, that's not possible. And I said,
oh,
there's
how embarrassing
plenty
is
in
that?
There. And then I'm like, well, there's not plenty, because, I mean, that would be like a really stupid thing to say to somebody.
Right.
Oh, no, there's lots. Right? I said, no, I don't mean plenty, but there's enough for this. So, I mean, that's just not possible. She said, well, it's not actually a decline. It's like it's on hold. I said something's wrong. She said, would you like me to call your bank? I can do it like a third-party call. I said, let's do it right now.
Nice.
I know. So I got her the number, and she dialed them up, and they had found fraud. And the fraud department was then trying to call through on the other line. And apparently
how did they know it was fraud?
Well, early this morning, there was a charge made for $1.97 on my debit card.
$1.97, that's a weird amount.
Well, the way it was explained to me is this is how they test it. So they did $1.97, it went through.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put through $24.95.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this is something that somehow their department, their fraud department,
oh, that's how it.
So that's what triggered it. And they immediately froze it because beyond. And then somebody tried to put a $388 charge through Walmart.
Wow.
And he said right after we froze it, somebody tried to process it for $388. I said, oh, very good.
Well,
I applaud you. Thank you so much. But now I have to wait for them to send me a new card. So they said they'd FedEx it, so it got here sooner. Because you know me, I'm like,
I was
going to
say I would be lost because I don't carry cash with me ever.
I used to. I don't anymore. Just because it seems like I never get around to getting to the bank to get it.
Right.
And I refuse to pay those extra fees when you're at a different ATM.
Well, I know, but you know, I use it like a credit card.
Well, you can use it either way, but and now the Bank of America is charging you. If you use it even one time as an ATM card, they're going to charge you, I believe it's $4 a month. If
no
you
way.
Use it just one time, you can use it 30 times, and they're still only going to charge you $4 a month to use the service.
Unbelievable.
It's just another fee. I
mean, isn't
that
supposed to be part of the deal? You get a debit card. It's your money, and they're charging you to use it.
Yeah, it's very, 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 yeah.
Huh,
I know, it's insane. So long story short, they're sending me a new card, and many applauds to Wells Fargo Bank for going ahead and catching that really quickly.
I didn't realize that they really watch your account like that.
You know, it's happened to me once before. Not with that bank, but with another account that we have at another bank,
mm-hmm.
and a similar thing. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go back over our statements and see where we were about 2 weeks before. Because I have a feeling who's ever doing it is probably waiting about 2 weeks so that you don't narrow it down to who it is.
Wow.
You know?
That's so scary. That people, you know, I understand that it's tough times and people are struggling, but to take money from other people.
I know. It's
you know?
Really kind of sad and kind of bizarre, right? I mean, why would people do that? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a song. Then we're going to do a reading. I think the first person up in the queue is Marty. And we'll be getting to them after this song. Now, this song is very special. It's old, but it goes out to Lucy M. in Deltona because she just found out she's going to be a grandma.
Aww,
she's so excited.
Congratulations, Lucy.
Congratulations. Here you go.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it. Your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy you know it. That you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love.
The one that originally sung the song and wrote the lyrics was, I think, Paul Anka.
Yes.
Paul Anka. So this is a little different, and it was good. And that goes out to Lucy M. from Deltona. Congratulations that your daughter is pregnant, and I'll say it's about time.
I was going to say, that's exciting.
And so we're going to be spending a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Because we love little
babies.
And that is going to be the most spoiled baby in the whole wide world.
I bet Lucy cannot wait.
I just can't wait. It's going to be good. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. And folks, don't forget the calling number is 323-679-0882. And I think we have Marty live. Hi, Marty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, where are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Aha, that's where the Southern, I hear a little Southern accent, although I'm not so sure, I hear Southern, and it's making me talk Southern. are you originally from North Carolina?
No, actually I'm originally from Mississippi, but I've been here 6 years, but I've been all over.
I think you have. So how can I help you tonight?
I didn't know if you had any messages for me from the angels.
From angels, let me take a look and see what I can see. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, and maybe you'll understand this. Are you on your feet a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's the one thing that I'm getting is that you're on your feet a lot, and sometimes your legs and your feet get tired. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sensing that really carefully. And so, number one, I want to tell you that, you should take care to rest your feet up a little bit. The other thing that I want to tell you is that in looking for your angels, it's kind of unusual because I feel like, do you travel a lot?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I'm getting, some really, really strong traveling. And this might sound really odd, but I don't know if you're familiar with Archangel Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L?
Yes.
Are you? Okay, you are. This isn't the first time you've heard this then. Raziel is there for you. Apparently that you've moved, I don't want to say moved a lot, but I feel like you've traveled a lot, and I think it's mostly for business, correct?
With my husband's business, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the military.
Ah, there you go. Okay. But I also feel like this angel has provided you with that inner wisdom that you've always needed to be able to have the strength to move forward, because sometimes that's not always the easiest thing to do. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to tell you that that angel is there for you. And, you know, sometimes if you feel like you need to harness a little bit of energy for what I'm being shown is you're having trouble focusing on the direction you want to go. You know you want to go in a direction. You're not 100% sure what direction you want to go in. Is this true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so what I'm being shown is you can ask Raziel to help you, and that angel will do that. Now, I'm very careful not to say he or she. For me, it's a he, but you know that angels are not gender-specific. But for me, Raziel is a he, and I think that the goal for you should be to ask for his guidance in helping you to define what it is that's going to ignite that fire in you to get you to go in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay. What other question can I answer for you?
I don't really have any others right now.
Well, you just made it very, very easy for me. I'm also sensing, I mean, I'm going to tell you this too. You're a very kind and compassionate person. That comes through loud and clear.
Thank you.
Not only are you kind and compassionate, I also feel that there's a part of you that tends to hold back just a little bit with people because you don't want to put all yourself out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, especially recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what I'm getting is that, hold on a second. I'll get to that in a second. What I'm getting is that you're protecting your heart. And so I'm also getting that your heart was torn apart recently. Now, I'm going to ask you something, and I don't want to offend you. There was a devastation for you not too long ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you lose somebody somebody passed away?
Yes.
Okay. This was a male, correct? Male energy?
No, a female.
Okay. Was this female somebody who, I'm getting a really strong, like, forgive me, I'm getting actually nauseous because your emotions are so strong over this. So, give me a second. Okay. This person, you were incredible. I mean, you didn't think you could move forward after this person passed away, correct?
True.
Okay. I'm sensing it as a male energy, and I don't know why that is. I can't explain to you why I'm getting it as a male energy. Was this person, did this person have a strong leadership qualities?
Yes.
Okay. Did this person, do you know what I'm saying? I think you know why I'm getting the male energy a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's the energy that I'm getting. This person that I'm getting, hold on a second here. Whew. Okay. And I'm getting chest. So was it something? Well, ultimately chest, but maybe something a little lower. Is that what caused this person to pass?
It was a condition of the lungs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the breathing issue. Okay. I can tell you that I understand that this person was near and dear to you. And I also know that it was a longer process. And I also know that it was something that you kind of knew was coming but was hoping never would. I do have a message for you. Okay? I don't know if you were ready for this message or not. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being told to tell you to get on with the living of life. In other words, the message that I'm getting is you've got to live life because I feel like a part of you stopped living when this person passed away. Is that true?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that's the big message that's coming across is that it's time for you to start moving forward. And now I'm going to ask you a silly question. Does daisies have any significance to you? Significance at all? Daisies.
Yes. Could it be animal related?
Yes. I'm just getting daisy. That's all I'm getting. I don't know what that means. So
that was my dog.
Okay. So was it your dog who passed away?
No, it was actually my daughter.
Okay. All right. And the dog was somebody who was close to you, and the dog also passed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. I can't give you any more validation than that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Understand, it's meant for you to move forward. She doesn't want you. I understand that your grief is very strong, and you could tell me that it's not, but the overwhelming feeling I'm getting from you is that it's hard for you to get through day to day. And I'm here to tell you that absolutely, positively, she wants you to live the life here that she didn't have a chance to live. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's so important. I mean, I'm getting stern because she's being stern with me right now. Okay. And is this where this is the male energy? I mean, she's a tough bird, isn't she? She was strong, very strong.
Very, very strong.
Very, very strong. And
in a good way.
Oh, yes. And I don't, please, yeah, totally in a good way. But she's getting firm with me. Like, in other words, knock it off, okay, and start living your life and and stop, you know, stop not living because she's not there, because that defeats the whole purpose. If she can't be there to live the life, you have to live it there for the both of you, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, she says, and your time is not to come to her now, okay? Understand
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know what's crossed your mind. I don't think anything like that, but I do think
no.
sometimes, you know what I'm saying. You know exactly
oh, yeah.
what I'm saying. And what she's telling me is she has a place prepared.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, because that's what she's saying. You know what that means. And when it's your time, you'll be together again. But in the meantime, she's really stern about you not wasting the time that you have left on this earth, because you have to live it for the two of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. God bless you, and I am so very glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. Me too.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Whew. That's a toughie, huh?
Yeah, it's always hard. Yeah, it's hard when you, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to play a song. and you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe, and this is Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with Jessica, and we just had a wonderful caller. That was Hey Soul Sister, by the way, by train. Yeah, that was a hard one.
Yeah, I can imagine feeling those emotions. I mean, it made me feel like crying, and, you know, I'm just getting it from her.
Yeah.
How heartbreaking is that? We all have children. You know how tough it would be to lose one of them. I can't even imagine.
Always tough, and I think, you know, to me, that's it's such a blessing to be able to communicate to somebody that, that their daughter is communicating to them that, hey, she's okay. You know,
that would make all the difference in the world.
You know, but for them to be able to come across with the name of the dog to validate that it's them,
right,
to me is everything.
Yeah.
It's just everything
awesome.
Because
very
that's
neat.
What they need to hear.
I don't
you
get
know?
To see you do that too often. You know?
Well, no, because you don't usually hear when I do the readings.
That would be odd.
Because that would be really weird.
I'll sit here and stare at you all day long.
Yeah, that would be really uncomfortable. Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you. I needed some levity. Okay. And by the way, Marty, just so you know, your daughter came through so, I'm going to say it this way, so freaking strong. She was so freaking strong, and she is such a strong personality. And if she could find a way to literally pick you up and motivate you to move forward, she would do it. So, and I'm saying this for her, not for me. She would like, I'm going to be really, I have to, sometimes they come across a certain way, and so I'm going to come, basically she's going to kick in the patootie, and literally, I mean, she was tough in a really good way, really strong.
Well, I'm sure you have a tendency to just not want to live, to not want to go on, to just retreat into yourself. And
yeah, well, you do, but then think about it this way, you know, if someone you love passes away, and they don't have the opportunity to live life on this plane, then you have to do it for both
yeah.
of them, because you are going to be reunited. And when you are, you're going to tell them all about it.
Right.
And they get to experience it because they do have permissive will. So she can come back and be with her through all of it.
Right.
And maybe they, like I always say, they can't sit down and have a cup of coffee, but you could certainly, maybe they're not drinking the coffee, but they're there with you.
Right.
And that's what counts, you know.
So let's drink a bunch of coffee.
Let's drink. Absolutely. I know my mom's been around on many occasions, as well
yeah.
as your mother has been, because they were our coffee-drinking pals.
Oh, my gosh.
They surely were. Well, I'll tell you what. We have Sophia on the line, and we're going to take her because she has called in once before. Hi, Sophia. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How can
good.
I don't remember where you're calling from. Help me out a little bit.
Oh, California.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I said it funny, too, and you cracked up. I called it California.
Yes, you called it Cali.
California.
Yes.
California.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, how can I help you tonight?
Well, you said to me, I was asking you about a bond in a relationship I've had with somebody overseas for a long time, and you were saying that you kept getting that I had to take this leap, and I don't know if you remember that because you read for a lot of people, but and I didn't quite know what you meant at the time, but he and I talked, and then something happened, and you said that he had gotten into a little part of my heart that nobody else had, and I knew
correct.
That part. But something happened after we talked, and, well, it's kind of twofold. And I realized how I did have a lot of, like, locks on my heart. And after this talk, it was like pulled apart. And I think there was a lot of protection around my heart because there was a lot of, like, abandonment issues
sure.
From my dad. As a psychologist, you would understand this, as from my dad. So I typically picked men who were more into me and just
right.
that was a way to protect myself.
Of course.
So, but he and I were supposed to get together on an earlier date, and I kind of blew up at him because my abandonment issues came up. And after that, when we talked, he seemed to be really depressed and down and protecting himself. Mm-hmm. And so this last time we talked, that was all gone. And the person that I remembered playful and fun and a sense of humor and open to me was back.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
So not only on his end, but I hung up the phone and it finally dawned on me that I had been praying for that person to come back. Mm-hmm. And I was worried because it had been like, you know, about 5 years and it was like, I'm not getting that from him. I mean, he was still friendly and open, but he was very like depressed and down and sad. Right. And then I realized that, yeah, even though I obviously care about this person very much, I still was protected. And that when I realized what you were saying, because I felt something inside after I talked to him, as like a new chapter. And what you said made sense. And there was just all these tears that came. And, you know, I cried this weekend. There was tears of joy and tears of, you know, past pain release and all this stuff. So I wanted to let you know that you told me something. I didn't know, quite know what it meant, but it became clear so soon after you told me. And I feel like he and I are going to be in a new chapter. In fact, he said to me, I want you to listen to this song. And he told me of an artist I never heard of, and it's You Might Need Somebody. And it's a song about opening your heart and letting somebody in. That you should open your heart and let that person in. And so anyway, now that I'm at this new chapter, I hope my heart is finally healed. I don't know, because I'm not getting any younger, and it's like, well, when am I going to finally let myself really have that kind of relationship? I've been too protected for too long.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know? You have been. But I think part of being overprotective of your own heart, that's not a bad thing sometimes. In your case, yes, you've been way over too protective, but it's time to change it. And now that you know it and you recognize it, you can change it.
Yes. Sometimes knowing it and still changing it can be hard, but sometimes I really, you know, sometimes it's still hard to take that leap, but I feel like all the work that I've done beforehand and the prayer and the life I put in, that is not going to be as hard as some of the other things I've had to overcome.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I will say to you that, you know, it's like anything else in life. When you start to recognize and acknowledge not only in your conscious, but then in your subconscious, what you need to do. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to reprogram you now, because now that I'm making myself aware of it and I'm telling myself I know what's going on, you can't run that automatic script anymore. And that's kind of what you're doing. And that's, you know, that's the principles of so many 12-step type of programs is first is the acknowledgement, right? Because they say that's 50% of the battle. And so for you, knowing it and acknowledging it now means that you can start moving forward with it. And, you know, your common sense also can tell you, you're a very intelligent woman. If you don't open your heart and risk getting hurt, you're never, ever going to find true love. Because people are going to mirror what you're doing. And if you're keeping it locked up, no wonder people sometimes will feel like, well, gosh, I just don't feel that connection. I mean, I get just so far, and I can't seem to get any further. And, you know, it's not clicking for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a similar experience that you may have had. And people always feel like there's just that distance, like they never really know the true you. And you know what? It's okay to let them know the true you, because if they don't like you, that's okay. You know why? Because now at least you have the honesty. You want a relationship that's based on half-truths, on them only knowing a part of you. You need them to know the true you all the way. And I know you know that, but knowing it and doing it are two different things. But I believe now that you've acknowledged it, you're going to see that comes much easier now.
Okay, and something I thought about, if anything, you know, with the kind of honesty that he and I have had, is where, you know, I could get to this place, you know, with him, you know, I could feel safe enough and I could risk enough, even to maybe the distance is a little safety net too,
but that's going to change.
You see him coming closer.
I do. I see you coming together. I see him coming here, but I also see you making a trip out there. I think I told you the same thing last time, didn't I?
Yeah, you did see me going there, and you saw him coming here. And He hasn't said anything about coming yet because, you know, he has a bad knee right now that he's going to address. And there is a 2-year-old baby. So that's why a lot of times I wonder, you know, what's going to happen to make him finally, you know, to at least come and visit, you know.
I would suggest that that you continue to open your heart and just kind of like fillet it open. Let him see who you are and what you really want and what you're willing to commit so he doesn't feel like he's, because, you know, it's kind of like always having to be around the moat around the castle and never being able to cross it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's the analogy I'm getting. I don't know why, but I'm going to put it out.
You know, it's very medieval. I can relate to it.
Okay, maybe that's why. But that's what's being shown to me. So that's kind of the impression that I think people get. It's like, you know, I want to get into the castle and I can't. And so you got to open, you know, let down the drawbridge and let them in. You know, you got to do it.
Okay. So what should, you mean I bring it up myself or?
Yeah. I mean, look, do you have anything to lose?
No, but I mean, I can't go this moment because I'm doing other things, but
that's
I could
okay.
go later. Yeah.
Sure you can. And
yeah.
and letting him know that you're ready, willing, and able.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're doing is you're slowly rolling down the door and allowing him access because that's where you've never allowed him access before.
Okay. Okay.
And you're lowering the drawbridge by doing that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got it.
Got it? Okay.
I got it.
So
thank you so much,
you.
Jenny.
Oh,
you've been
so
a wonderful light. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great, great evening. And good luck to you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think that is the first time I've ever used a medieval analogy.
Well, and I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm thinking, okay, you let the drawbridge down, and you let the knight in shining armor in.
Oh, that's good. See? Yeah. Okay. There we go. Sophia, I hope you're listening still, because that's exactly right. Very good. See? That's why we make
I
a good
I have the medieval thoughts, too,
this.
Apparently.
Apparently you do. Well, that's because, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that Jessica has a certain amount of intuition. She has a lot more than she even realizes she has, but whenever we do an investigation together, if I walk in, I'm opening myself up to finding out what the situation is. For instance, I might walk in and get a read on what's going on. But Jessica, what do you pick up on immediately?
Well, I usually pick up on the negative energy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really strong. And all she has to do is turn to me and give me that look, and I realize that, okay, we need to be very careful.
I believe.
She's extremely good at it, and I've talked to others who have that too. So it works out really well if we go with one of the groups that we're affiliated with and they invite us in, she picks up on it right away, which is great because it makes us
enables us out of trouble.
It keeps us out of trouble and alive. That's right, which is a really, really good thing. Because this is coming through again, I'm playing the song. You know who it's for. You were a caller tonight, and you know who it's coming from.
Taking with me, goodbye. what you need. Love will always love you. Love will always love you. I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You, which is a beautiful song. Dolly Parton is, I mean, she writes and writes and writes so many songs that people don't realize she's responsible for lyrics and
like
music.
What?
I don't know.
Put you
but
on
I
the
know.
Spot.
I know, it's like so many times I'm like, oh, and Dolly Parton wrote that, and Dolly Parton wrote that, and Dolly Parton wrote that. I mean, a ton of them. I will let you know in a little bit because, you know, I'll sneak and look it up somewhere. But in the meantime, I have something that I came across that I thought was really interesting, and I wanted to mention this. By the way, the call number is 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Okay. I came across something.
Okay.
It wasn't all that amazing, but I thought it was interesting because it cracked me up. Well, it doesn't crack me up. Well, in a way it does. 10 signs that your new man may already be married or have a significant other.
Oh, wow, that's important.
I think it's important.
Especially for us single folk who are dating
and
looking for
fun. And you always wonder. And you know how, like, sometimes, and let's be really honest, you know how sometimes, like, For women especially, like if something, women are really good about supporting each other.
Yes.
So like if for some reason like somebody doesn't feel like part of the group, we'll say, well, that's because they're all jealous of you, right?
Well, right, because you want to make them feel better.
You want to make them feel better. Or if a guy doesn't go out with you, it's because he's too big of a jerk to realize how nice you are. He's a loser, and you wouldn't want him anyway,
right?
Because that's what women, we bolster each other, and right. But sometimes I think we rationalize the behavior of our significant others. Because we don't want to acknowledge or we're in denial.
Right.
Got
river
in Egypt. Okay, so this is for all the single ladies out there, take heed. Here are the 10 signs that the new man in your life may be married. Okay, red flag number 10. When you go on a date with him, he pays for everything in cash.
Okay.
Okay.
But some people do that.
Paying for dinners, trips, lingerie, and cash is a way for a married man to avoid the wife who inspects the receipts or the wife who writes checks for the bills each month.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. With the electronic society that we live in today, you know, a lot of people don't carry cash around. You and I just said we don't carry cash around.
Yeah, never.
So if your new beau is always paying cash, beware. Because that could be a sign, especially if it's linked with some of the other things I'm going to tell you about. So here's another one. How about this? Red flag number 9. He only has time to be with you during a 4-hour window after he gets off from work.
Well, maybe he's tired.
Sure. All the time? So
no,
gets
on
off
the weekends that would not fly. During the
okay,
week, maybe.
Yeah. So, okay, what they're saying, if your new man habitually places severe restrictions on the times and places that he can see you, either he's dating someone else or he's married.
Okay.
Because a nice guy who's really interested in getting to know you is not going to have to be home by 10 p.m. for that important business meeting in the morning.
Right.
Let's face it.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of, well, I don't want to say this because that would be inappropriate. But those of you
Don't say it. Okay. I could just tell by your expression.
You know what I was going to go.
You're
with
struggling
that.
With not saying certain words.
I want it to come out, but I can't let it come out. I can't say it. Okay. The next thing, okay, wait, I'm trying to erase it from my mind, you know. Okay. That's like a guy who takes off his clothes and folds them all neatly before you, you know, I mean, that's like, okay,
that's
okay, odd. That's odd.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, I saw that.
You look like that's an experience.
I have no, I'm happily married for 25 years, so I had no experiences. Well, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Red flag number 8. His occupation is a traveling businessman. Okay. Now, some traveling businessmen may want to have their cake and eat it too, okay? But it's very easy for a married man who travels constantly with his work to lead a secret life. So not all traveling businessmen cheat on their wives, but it's a very attractive way for a man who flies on passenger jets for a living or for the man who sells, you know, I don't know, engineering parts on 3 different continents. It's easy for him to cheat, let's face it.
They can have wives and families in other states.
And they often do. And it could take unsuspecting women months to find out the traveling businessman that they've fallen in love with is actually married, you know, and has children and another on the way.
Can you imagine?
Because these are the things that I hear, yeah. So, you know, if he's a traveling businessman, you know, you want to know where his hometown is, where his home base is, and you want to make sure you get to go there.
Right.
And I have seen, and I have clients, you know, I'm telling you have no idea to the degrees and the depths certain men will go through to hide that they, and I don't know if she's listening. She's not because I happen to know where she is right now. There's one particular man that was, well, I want to be very careful how I put this. Okay. His job required him to relocate, and so the position had not been made permanent yet, so he was supposedly living out of a hotel room.
Okay.
And he was not really living out of a hotel room.
Was he have a wife?
Mm-hmm. And had a home.
Oh, no way.
And would literally, before she met him, would fill up the hotel room with dirty clothes and suits and gear and jump in and take a shower so that the shower would look used and shave real quick every single time. And it took her months to figure it out.
What a slimy person.
Uh-huh. It took her months to figure it out. I kept telling her, I kept seeing this other home that he was living in. And then she hired a PI, and guess what?
Oh, really?
In the room. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So the point is, folks, you know what? Be really careful. All right. If it doesn't seem right, dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get upset that you're digging, already that's a red flag.
Well, right. They shouldn't have anything to protect. Quite obviously.
Right. There should be nothing to protect. Okay. And that's the way it goes. Okay. So. Okay, red flag number 7, which is this is what we're talking about. He never invites you over to his home and insists that you only spend time together at your place. Now, again, I've had many, many clients who've gone through this, and there were always reasons why. Oh, my place is dirty, or I didn't pick it up, and it goes on and on. Your place is more comfortable. Your place has a great feel. Your place is on my way home from work. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So the reason, you know, he always will say it looks like a college dorm or something like that, but you know what?
Just pop in or whatever.
Well, at certain point, you have to stop the denial and say, okay, wait a second. We've been dating now 4.5 months, and I've never been to his home.
Yeah, that
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Don't kid yourself. Everyone's sitting there thinking, well, that would never happen to me. But, you know, when you find somebody that you're really clicking with and you're having a wonderful time and there are these little red flags, you don't really want to look at them too closely because you don't want it to end.
Right.
You know, and so it's easy to fall into that trap with somebody who makes a really, really large attempt to trick you.
They could easily say, well, my place is a mess. Well, you'd be like, oh, okay, we'll just go to my place.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. It happens. Do you remember? Well, never mind. It's that guy. Well, you had dated a guy once who you only went out with him a couple of times, but you immediately knew something wasn't right, and it turned out that he was living with that older woman.
Oh yeah,
that was really weird.
That was weird.
I followed you that night, didn't I?
You did.
I did.
Gosh, you were afraid I was going to get murdered.
I had a really bad feeling about the guy, so I parked outside your house, and you were it was like a third party.
It was a friend of mine, a friend of her mother's.
Yeah.
And thought, oh, we'd be perfect together. And I will not normally ever let them pick me up from my home.
No.
Normally, I meet someone.
But this came so highly referred.
This was a friend of mine, and I thought, oh, it'll be fine.
Sure.
Yeah, well.
No, I remember. I remember driving alongside of you and trying not to
I know,
to
and I'm looking at you
dying.
Going, oh, my gosh.
that was worth the fun. Okay, how about this? Red flag number six. He receives calls from his cell phone that he will not answer in front of you.
Yeah,
okay?
That's suspicious.
All right. Now, you know, I've heard of this happening a lot, and let me tell you something. Secrecy is important to everybody, but it's ultimately important to the married guy who presents himself as being single. So if your new guy routinely behaves this way in front of you, either he works in espionage or he's married, which, again, you know, I'm telling you, the red flags are there. Sometimes you just got to look for them. Red flag number five. When you call his cell phone number and you always get voicemail, and then he returns the call sometime later.
That means he's screening his calls.
He's screening his calls. Now, either he's having financial problems,
mm-hmm.
or he doesn't ever answer it because he's with somebody who he can't, you know.
Right.
So, with the age of cellular technology, it's all too convenient for a married man to pose as a single dude, and he can be home with his wife and then go out to his car and return the call.
It's slimy,
but again, you wouldn't believe the calls I get. And we've got a whole bunch more that I'm going to tell you about because the countdown goes down to 10. And I'll tell you what, we'll get back to it in just 1 second. And I'm going to play something here that I don't even know if, I don't know, Jessica.
Oh, no.
You're going to hate this.
Your music choices make me crazy.
I know they do. And there was one that I downloaded today that was just for you, so you're going to love it because you're going to hate it so
right.
much. We'll be right back.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet the floor, or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Understand, and if you tell my heart,
my Yankee's wrecking ball. He mightn't blow up and kill this man.
I do too. You know, don't you just want to go to like the barn and like line dance?
Oh
now?
My gosh, that's been years, hasn't
I
it?
I know it has. I mean, Mike, I used to wear the boots. Didn't you wear the boots?
Yes.
Yes, we're so
And you know, my son is actually going to a bachelor party this weekend, and they're going to a bunch of different places, but they're going to Cowboys downtown.
Oh yeah.
I said, oh my gosh, I haven't been to that place in forever. They have the bowl and everything.
Oh, get
well,
out.
They use. I don't know if they still do.
Do you remember there used to be a place called Cowboys we used to go to in Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, with the bull and
yes.
everything. Yeah.
So I said to him, I said, oh, wow, that brings back a
did
lot of
memories.
Did you
ever try to ride the bull?
I don't know if I did or not.
I tried once, and I was not very successful.
I think I did, but it seemed so awkward, you
well,
know?
Well, you know, the bull is very wide, and, you know, I mean... It's not like horseback riding.
No,
horseback
it's
riding,
definitely
I can
not.
Do,
and that's why
do.
I thought, I'd, you know, horseback riding would be a breeze. But
yeah, you know, I mean, it wasn't
really fun.
I agree.
You drink a lot and you go flying off in the air. Woohoo!
You know, I when I was 1920, I'm trying to figure it out. I went to the place called Cowboys in Jersey with
uh-huh.
a bunch of, you remember Erin O'Connor?
That was my bachelorette party.
That was your bachelorette party? No, it had to be another night. Oh, is that where she met that guy, by the way?
I don't really remember.
She married him.
Did she?
She married him, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
She got really mad because, well, she wasn't invited to my sister's wedding, so she wouldn't invite me to hers. She got so mad, but she wasn't friends with my sister, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
She's,
she got really mad.
I have my opinion for anyway.
But be careful because I said the name out loud, so let's stop there. Okay.
As everybody's going, you know, you two know who you're talking
about. I know,
about,
we
but none
have
of us
no
do.
Idea, and we want to be part of it. Sorry about that. But moving on. That was fun. Okay, moving on to the 10 signs that your new man may already be married or have a significant other. Red flag number 4. What number is that?
Number 4.
Doo-doo-doo. He never introduces you to his children, friends, or family. If this sign is evident, either your boyfriend does not view you as a serious dating partner or he's probably married.
Right.
You know, I mean, okay, I can see where a guy's kind of slow. And again, you know, I've been doing what I do for a long time, so I have so much experience to draw upon with clients who've gone through some unbelievable things.
Really?
I mean, things that will blow your mind. You wouldn't believe it unless you heard it, and even then you have a hard time believing it except the fact. You know, I've seen all kinds of crazy situations, but I remember one particular individual. She was dating this guy, and he told her that he was in the CIA and she couldn't meet his family for fear of you know, putting them in jeopardy because he spent so much time with her, and if anyone ever followed him.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. You wouldn't believe the stuff I've heard.
And the problem is you start to gain a trust for these people.
Well, this person actually worked for as a marshal.
Oh, so they were in law enforcement.
Yes, but he took it a step further.
Aww,
let's just put it that
that's
way.
Just rotten.
He just took it a step further, yeah. Red flag. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So I think we're all getting a pretty good idea that there are a lot of red flags out there. And again, you know, it's all in the way that the person puts it to you. Let me rephrase that.
I was going to say.
How he puts it to you. There's a better way to refer to that. It's all in how they say it. It can be very manipulative. And And it's always amazing. And generally you'll see a pattern of behavior, because that's what I see every time I counsel somebody on this, is you can see the pattern of behavior with the person who they're dating. When they're not committing to a certain event, usually a holiday or a party or like a birthday party or something like that, you'll see a pattern of behavior. And that's a good way to know. You'll notice that whenever you try to close them down on an event that person would probably spend with a spouse, because this is men as well as women. We're saying men because we're female, but women do the same thing, believe it or not.
Sure.
So if that, you know, for instance, what do we have coming up? Thanksgiving, right? Okay, so normally on Thanksgiving, if that person is married, they're going to spend it with their spouse. Same thing for 4th of July, same thing for, a lot of these other holidays, Christmas and
4th of July.
Easter. Well, you know what? A lot of families have 4th of July.
True.
I mean, if you're married, your wife is going to wonder where you are if you're not home for 4th of July. Like, where are you? You know, what are you doing? The business is closed, so what are you doing, right? And so these are the types of things where red flags go up. So if every time a holiday comes around and the kind of general rule is, yeah, okay, well, you know, we're going to find a great place to go, and we'll, you know, and I'm going to look it up, let me make the plans, because I hear this a lot with my clients. The man always says, let me make the plans, and then work gets really busy, and suddenly he can't get a place, and suddenly, oh my goodness, he gets held over on wherever he was traveling.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be a pattern of behavior that seems to happen a lot.
Yeah,
so.
I just couldn't accept that.
See, for me, of course, no, because I would know, but, you know.
Well, and plus, you know, you plan ahead.
Right.
You know?
For me,
I plan ahead. I'm a big planner.
Can you imagine somebody saying, well, you know, I'm going to book us a really romantic place, let me take care of it, and it doesn't happen?
Oh, you would not.
You would not survive.
You would not survive.
No.
You'd
I'd
be
like, okay, tell you what, I already booked it, you freak, okay, and this is where we're going, and be there.
Right.
But I wouldn't, because I'm married, but I'm just saying, you know.
You're married, really?
I'm really married, really. I talk about him all the time. No one ever, one of these days I'm going to put him on the radio, and as soon as they hear his voice,
uh-huh.
which is very German, my husband's very German, it's a very thick German accent.
It is.
Yeah, so you would, you'll know my husband. They'll go, Jawohl, don't let the dog out. Isn't that what he said tonight? Don't let the dog out. Okay, so.
I don't think he ever said Jawohl.
I know.
I was like, Hogan's Heroes.
I always try to imitate his accent, and I never get it. 25
years later.
The one
thing you have picked up in all the years you've been married is ya.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time.
It's so funny because I hear you go, yeah, and I'm thinking, you're from New Jersey.
Yo, yeah, what do you want? Yeah, I know. I should be saying it like that. I know. You pick things up. I also used to say A all the time.
Well, that's Canadian.
Well, that's from working with the Canadian pharmacies all the time for all those years. Yeah, so yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, A. Okay, so red flag number 3. All right, this is a big one. Oh, if I had a dime for every client that called me with this one, I'd have like,
a lot of dimes.
Okay. He says he has filed for divorce, but you cannot find an open civil case in any county within a 100-mile radius. Now, we all know. Okay,
yeah, that's the one that you deal with a lot.
You deal with it a lot. And I think you even came across that one yourself. And again, you know, it's – you know, in the day and age of electronic communication and Match.com and all the others, you get on there and, you know, the guys are, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're not married, but we're married because we're in the middle of filing for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been together in 2 years and yada, 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 right? And
well, I went out with a guy who his wife was still living with him.
That was
her divorce, but my wife still lives in my house.
That was beyond.
Yeah, he said, do you have a problem with that?
And you're like, okay.
I started laughing. I'm like, yeah.
Jenny says I'm not open enough, and I'm trying to be more open, but you're freaking living with your wife, okay? This is weird. No, that was odd. That was really odd.
That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. I think the one that was more ridiculous was Painter Boy, but we won't go there.
Yeah,
that was a whole other story. You just have had the worst luck.
Freaks, okay?
You what is that?
It's called I'm a freak magnet.
You're not a freak magnet. You have a wonderful positive energy about you, and I don't. It's just because you know why? God is waiting to send the right guy your way. That's
God's
why.
God's going, ha, 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 let's see who we can send her today.
Maybe somebody with a mullet.
And I do not have a mullet. Thank you very much.
That was funny. I couldn't resist. By the way, Daniel Rivers is in the chat room, and he said, Ein kleiner Nachtmusik, which is, yeah.
What does that mean?
Night music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, night music. Kleiner small night music, yeah. Yeah, it's German.
All
it's
night?
Deutsche. I don't know what the hell it means. I know Nacht and I know music, and Kleiner means small, so and Ein means the. So, yeah, that's the
all the
small
music.
Night music. Does that make sense? Does that, you know?
No.
I don't know. There's so many things I can say there that I won't. Okay, so here's the thing. If you are dating a guy and he says he's filed for divorce, yeah, you're going to check for open civil cases in the counties within a 100-mile radius. And if you don't, something's wrong. You need to, and I'm not saying you shouldn't trust them, but what I'm saying is it wouldn't hurt to
have
a little.
You have to protect yourself.
Yeah, it's called an insurance policy
right.
of logic, and that's what you do. And so, you know, if you know, usually these type of things arise after a woman suspects her boyfriend might be married. And it usually begins with the woman having the talk with the guy and questioning him about, you know, what's going on. And he'll usually reply that while he is technically married, he's separated from his wife and he's filed for divorce. And then he'll go on to explain, he was afraid that she wouldn't have gone out on a date with him if she knew. I am telling you, this has happened so many times, okay? And then she searches online and spends an entire day making phone calls to every superior court in the county, and there's nothing, okay? And there's no open civil cases. The truth is, he's lying to you, okay?
Right.
End of story, all right? So, red flag number, number two. Yeah, that's why. You know what that is? German. That's
why.
German.
Duh. Is French.
Duh.
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 It's two in French.
Duh. I knew that. Okay.
Dos is Spanish.
Yes. And por favor.
Por favor doesn't mean please.
No, por favor. Zwei bien bitte. That's German and it's Spanish. It's over. Zwei bien bitte.
Combining languages.
Yes,
there.
You're right. I know how to order beer in every language. Isn't that sad? Oh, we're learning way too much about Dr. Jenny. Okay. Red flag number two, you get a call from his wife while you're at work asking you why your number appears in his call log so often.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stupefied because when that happens, you don't know what to say. But when a wife finds out her husband has been cheating, they usually can't resist the emotional temptation to confront the other woman. And if this happens, all you can do is comfort her and assure her that you didn't know that this guy in your life was actually married. And then, of course, afterward, I would recommend you make a very important phone call, which is to hire somebody to have his – never mind.
Don't
go out with him anymore. Yes, break it off immediately. And don't do what – see, what happens, and I see this happen so many times, is that what happens is the female will be told by the male, well, you know, I wasn't ready to make the break. I'm going to do it now, and it was just, it was a financial thing, and yada 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 yada, and so they talk you into staying into the relationship. And the longer you're connected, you create what I call cords, and you're so stuck in that relationship. And then you look at yourself 6 months later and say, "Dear God, what has happened to me?" You know. And I have seen some women be brought down to absolute disaster by these types of situations. And they end up moving out of their home and into an apartment to be closer to them because he's supposed to get the divorce that never ends up happening. And all of a sudden, you know, she's struggling. She can't focus at work. I've seen this happen a multitude of times. Please, folks, you know, if he's married, walk away. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Red flag number one. Are you ready for this?
Oh, this is the first one.
Yes, you come home to find that his entire wardrobe has been dumped in your driveway. I think that pretty much you know.
That's more than a red flag.
I would say, I would say one of the biggest red flags would be when he brings his wife on the date with you.
Yeah, who are you? Oh, yeah, you're the wife.
I guess you're married. Oh, okay. Is she going to be paying the bill or are you? I just want to know, you know. No. I can remember early on when I was dating, there were several times where I would go out, you know, and they weren't wearing a wedding ring, and you were introduced, and you met, and you go out, and, you know, I would always ask, you know, so you're married? Not married? What's the deal? I want to make sure here. And I actually went out with a guy who was really great body.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know, we look at that kind of stuff, but six-pack. I mean, he was gorgeous.
Really?
Gorgeous. He was wearing a really tight, well, anyway, T-shirt, and I was able to notice that. So, anyhow, we're at dinner, and he was the football coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had just gotten down as coach, and he was like 8 years older than me, but he was hot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're out to dinner at this nice Italian restaurant, and we're talking, and I find out that he was not officially divorced.
Oh, no.
And he's like, but we live separate, and the divorce is going through.
See, to me, that doesn't matter.
I ended it right. I said, well, you know what? Call me when you get a divorce.
Right.
But probably not even then because you're 8 years older than me. I'm not interested.
Well, and, you know, until they're actually divorced, anything can happen. How many people reunite with each other, you know?
Well, and
it happens all the time.
And I wouldn't want to get involved in a situation where a person's, you're right, not divorced, because I don't want to be that the thing that caused them not to get back together if they were going to get back together.
And I think all people going through divorce need a little time alone, you know, separation time.
I think so, too, because, I mean, you need to readjust. You need to decide, what do you really want?
Right.
Do you want to get back together? Do you want to be apart? I mean, what do you want? And there's so many different thoughts that go through my head in that situation. I think that sometimes the separation makes you realize, gosh, you know what? I really did want to be with him. And then sometimes the separation makes you think, oh, dear God, why did I waste all those years with him?
Well, right, right.
You know? I mean, it could go one of either way.
Well, the problem is you jump into a new relationship quickly. You're not really sure. You know, you kind of transfer all those feelings onto this new person.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's a mistake.
I totally agree with you. So it's something you got to really be careful about. So those are the 10 things you got to watch if you ever get into a relationship. Those are the red flags. And I promise you, if you follow those red flags, you'll never get caught. And if they tell you they work for the CIA or the FBI or one of those agencies, highly unlikely that they do.
Right.
Okay? Just let you know. Now, I'm going to play this next song, and I want everyone in the chat room to try and figure out who it is.
Around you, you can be.
So, now, I know a lot of you are wondering who's saying that song. And, okay, so now I have gotten in the chat room.
Did anybody make a guess?
No. Well, Daniel Rivers came up with something that made me laugh really hard. The song is My Mullet Done Run Away With My Dog.
Yeah, that's country music. I mean,
yeah.
I don't listen to country music. I made you tell me who it is, so I know who it is.
Okay, yeah, I know. I made you tell. Okay, but okay, now here it is. Are you ready, folks? You're going to be shocked at this. That was called Stand By Mullet Man himself, Billy Ray Cyrus, and his daughter Miley.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that in a million years.
I know, but it was actually kind of good.
Yeah, if you like country music.
I don't like country music because it makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Not that particular one, but when I was pregnant, I couldn't put country music on because I would be bawling every
time. Oh, really?
Because I'd listen to the words and start crying my eyes out.
Huh.
And so I can't listen to country music for any length of time because it just makes me...
Well, it does make you cry because it's always, you know, the mailman ran over your dog and ran,
well, no, it's worse
ran away
than
with
that,
your wife.
You know? I mean, they just always, you know, Faith Hill is married to, what's his name, the baseball player's son that he didn't know it was his son, and then it was his son.
And I don't listen to
country
music.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. I know Daniel knows who I'm talking about because Faith Hill is married to, oh, what's his name? He turns out to be the illegitimate son of a famous baseball player. Okay, see.
I have no idea.
Crazy. Come on, Daniel. Make those fingers work. I know you know what I'm talking about. In any event, let's see. I'm going to share some links of country songs I sang and others. Not all of them are said. Well, that's good, but you didn't answer my question. Who is Faith Hill married to? And he's Tim McGraw. Thank you. Tim McGraw.
Oh, Tim McGraw?
Yes. And,
the son of a baseball player?
Well, okay. This kid grew up idolizing. Tim McGraw grew up idolizing another, I think his last name was McGraw, too. He was a famous baseball player.
Okay.
And of course, you know, unfortunately, his mother had a one-night stand, apparently, or something.
With
and
this baseball player that he idolized?
Yes, but he didn't know
weird,
it. He didn't know it. And then as he got older and older and older, he picked this name because he wanted to sing out under this name. And, you know, Tug McGraw, thank you. That was his name, Tug McGraw.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
And so it turns out that finally the mother fesses up and says, well, see, the truth is, son, dear, actually that famous baseball player really is your dad. Yeah, how cool is that, though, you know?
Was the man a part of his life ever?
Okay, I didn't say that part was cool.
Quite obviously not.
You know what? That's the cruddy part. But it was kind of cool that he. Okay, talk about his sixth sense. Okay, here this man is your dad. You have no connection, no relation to him. You don't know, and yet
and here you're idolizing.
You
this
actually
man.
Adopt his name
yeah.
as your stage name because you feel a strong
that's
connection.
That's kind of weird, huh?
I don't think it's weird. I think it's divine. It's
divinely
guided. I mean,
so did
I
they ever meet each other and all that?
Oh yeah, and they did have a relationship. And I believe he's. Oh, I don't want to say he's. Didn't he die already, Tug McGraw?
I do not know.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Did I just say Shaw? Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I believe he died in like 2004. And he was like a pitcher or something. But, he did get to meet him before he died, and I think they did spend some time together, so that's pretty cool. So, Daniel Rivers is saying in the chat room that Evan Longoria is his dad, and that is one heck of a ball player. Except, you know what? For me, Longoria is like the girl from...
Eva Longoria's.
Yeah, well, that's the lady from Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
But there's another guy called Evan Longoria, and he's
and
not from Desperate
Housewives. And
that's a baseball player? Yeah, and so it's kind of...
Sure, it's not Eva Longoria's brother, Evan?
No. The parents were really lazy, so they just added an N to the name. All right, you could tell folks that we have to get back to taking
that's
some
right.
calls because we're getting really out there tonight. We have someone who's been waiting a really long time, and I'm going to get to her right now. Her name is Mary Ann. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm sorry that it took so long. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. You guys are having a lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe too much, so. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland. Ever since that show came on, you know the one I'm talking about with Betty White and all of those. I know isn't that from Ohio?
Yeah, that's where it's staged. So I've never watched the show though.
Well, it makes me want to move to Cleveland.
Cleveland is a great city. People don't think of it that way, but it's kind of New York or Chicago on a smaller scale, less expensive, and not as bad in the traffic area.
And the housing is very affordable out there right now. And as a matter of fact, as if I understand it correctly, there's some beautiful old, like, type Victorian homes that you can pick up for a song. Isn't that true?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, there is.
See, maybe a move's in my future. Who knows?
See?
I love old homes. You never know. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to see what you might see for me in the way of a relationship coming in.
Okay, let me take a look here and take a see. Do me a favor, because I want to connect with you as well as I can. Take both your hands and hold them up to the sky, palms up. Okay, and I want you to count back from 5 to 1 with me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, is there a guy that you're interested in, but you're not quite sure how it's going to go or if it's going to go?
No. Well, yes and no. I was engaged to someone, probably this is going back 3 years, and a very unfortunate set of circumstances. He ended up breaking things off, and he just happened to call me out of the blue. It was very awkward, and a friend of mine asked me how I felt about it, and I just, it's one of those that I'm not sure how I feel, but I honestly feel that we're just too different at this point. So
well,
I think
it's
one of those I need to bless and say, move on.
Right. I'm going to say that... what I'm getting from you is almost, I feel it in my tummy for you, and I think you feel it in your tummy. It's like, there's a shared history there a little bit, you know what I mean?
There is. We had several lives together, so
yes. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on. And so you don't necessarily want to end that, but maybe only on a friendship level. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So if that was any validation, good, because I see it the same way you are already seeing it, and that's a good thing. But let's take a look and see what else you've got going. Where's the music so strong in your life? Why is that coming in?
I like listening to music.
Okay.
I like to dance. But
dancing. Dancing. Wow. Tell me about that. Have you been thinking about signing up for a class, or did you sign up for a class?
I did, and I didn't go on because it was one of those that they said you really – I've always wanted to learn how to jitterbug, and of all things, and it was a swing dancing class, which is kind of, I guess, a newer version, and they said, oh, you didn't need to have a partner. You could come by yourself, and so I did that, but I was the only one without a partner. So I got through the class, and the instructor brought in friends that, you know, would dance with you, but it just was not very comfortable. So they have some additional classes, which I'd love to take, but it was just kind of awkward. So,
okay, I'm going to suggest to you that you push through the awkwardness.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing that that's where you actually belong, and I'm also seeing that there are other groups that meet at other dance areas that you could be part of the group. And it's a large group of people, and it's men and women who go, and they're not necessarily paired off at all.
Okay.
And that they so I'm going to suggest very strongly to you that you continue your progress in that, because I see that, I'm going to go back to something my dad has always said to me. Find something you love to do, and then go out there and find a way to make money at it. He said that to me when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that advice to me has always stuck with me, because what he was saying, in essence, is, you know, don't do something you don't want to do just to get paid. Do something you love to do and find a way to get paid for it.
Right.
And I say the same thing about you. If you like to dance and you enjoy dancing and yet you still want to be able to go out and meet men, which I think you do, you want to find a significant other.
Yes.
You know what? What better way to do it? Go out and do what you love to do. You enjoy doing it. And the only thing that stopped you was you didn't have that guy, that companion to go with you, so it made you feel a little awkward.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't go out there, you're not going to meet them. And if you stay home, you don't have the companion. So you know what? Push it off. Go out there. I'm being shown steady progress. And I'm seeing if you do that, I'm seeing that you will actually meet a significant other through that.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I strongly suggest that you go in that direction and dance. Dance your little heart out because it's the right thing for you to do right now, and I'm getting that really, really, really strong. Is there somebody in your life named Max?
It was my daughter's former boyfriend, so I have not seen him since they broke up.
Okay, I don't know why that name came to me, but it came to me, and I'm trying to figure out why. Former boyfriend in what way? Why was it former boyfriend? What happened? I don't want, you know.
Yeah, they were just very different. And he had a lot of family. He had a very dysfunctional family. I mean, alcohol, drugs, just all kinds of crazy things. And they ended up breaking up. And she's now off to college, and he's still in his last year of high school. So they were just very different. So,
I don't know why I'm getting that name, but I'm getting it for a reason. I don't know why. Write it down. You won't have to because you'll not forget that I just said this, I know. But what I do see is somehow he's going to be a prominent part that's going to come back in. Don't ask me how or why, but he will.
Okay.
Okay. Just a little heads up there. Not a negative or a positive at all. I think it's a positive, actually. I don't know how or why. And don't forget, you know, sometimes a person can just be a friend and not a boyfriend.
Right.
Okay, but...
That's true.
Yeah, that's kind of what I see there. Has this been helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so what are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do tomorrow morning?
I'm going to sign up for a dance class.
Attagirl. Please do. I promise you, if you do that, and you push... And that is not the only place that you can go dancing. So once you feel a comfort level... I'm telling you, you're going to have your dance card full. I promise you. You'll see what I mean. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, thank you so much for waiting as long as you did. God bless, and thanks for calling in.
Same to you. Bye.
Thank you now. Bye-bye. I want to move to Cleveland.
Okay.
I love, love, love old homes. And maybe it's because I feel the energy. I don't know. I love the craftsmanship. You know, you can go into, even in downtown Orlando, you have some of these older homes. And I love the woodwork. I mean, you know, a lot of that woodwork, it was done by hand.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
amazing.
It's just, it's such a, it's artistry to me. I love it. And I know, I don't know, and I'm sure people all over the country do this, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Do people ever go look at homes in different parts of the country, even though you're not going to move there, just because it caught your attention, maybe something
sure,
you saw
a lot of
about.
People do that.
I do that all the time. And Normandy, France, by the way, has these awesome homes.
Who?
Normandy, France.
Oh.
There was one in Normandy, France that I saw recently on International House Hunters. And it was so cool. It looked like the old, you know, the crooked little house at the end of the crooked little trail?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it looked like that. And it was a whole facade on the front. But when you opened the front door, you realized it was basically just a facade, and as you went through it, it was like this castle, cute looking. Oh,
oh
it was
no
so
way.
Killer! And I felt, and it was like $345,000.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, I have to move to Normandy, France. Oh my! It was so cool. It was so neat. So I was, I was like checking it out, and yeah, I do that. So now tonight, in honor of Marianne, I'm going to go ahead and look at homes in Cleveland because, I don't know. It's just my thing to do. I just feel real. I have a good feel when it comes to homes. I know when a home's good.
Right.
Obviously.
I know. You and I actually drive by homes. You're like, oh, my gosh, look at that beautiful home. I'm kind of not into older homes.
No, I know. And I just love them. I mean, I love a home with a big front porch.
Yeah, I love the whole front
know?
Porch thing. It's just homes have vibes to them.
Right, but I guess it's because I feel like I can pick up on those vibes.
Yeah.
Like, I knew this house was, like, a good – I said this was a happy home.
Right,
you can always tell. And so that was important to me. And I've actually had people call me on which homes they're to buy, and it's been very successful.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll send me pictures and listings.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was a good idea. Okay, you know what? I want to try and get another caller in before the night goes on here. So we've got Shauna. Hi, Shauna. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you ladies doing tonight?
We are probably having way too much fun than we should.
Well, that's a good thing, I think.
We're laughing a lot. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Cool. I have a very, well, you know, all I'll say is Susie Q, our chat room mom, is from the Georgia area. I'll say that.
Oh,
and she's not all that far from you. So how can I help you tonight?
I am kind of all over the place in business. I feel like I'm all over the place in life. I was, for about 3 years, I was focused on a real estate business, and then I had to put that to the side because I need investors in order to take it to the next level. So I also decided at the beginning of the year to just to dabble in international. You know, I create programs to help people buy houses. So I said, why don't I create programs to help people understand international business and, you know, bringing people from the United States to a particular country in Brazil. So I actually, that I manifested that in like 8 months, and I have a ticket already bought, and I'm supposed to go in 2 weeks for 2 months.
Okay.
But all kinds of things are coming in so fast. Like, I'm not sure, am I supposed to take all these things coming in and put it together and make one big plan out of it, or am I just open to everything and it just doesn't make sense? So that's why I'm just confused.
The word I'm getting is focus, 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 target, focus, target, target, focus. Okay. I know, right? But what that means to me is that with too broad of a spectrum of things coming in, you're not going to be able to focus on the one that you need to. So you need to narrow it down to the one that has, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know which one that is. I'm wondering if it's the Brazil connection of international cities, or is it the real estate, or is it the green company of helping commercial companies? You know?
Okay, not that one for sure. And I'm going to go, if I have to pick one. Hold on. I'm waiting. Brazil. That's the one you're supposed to go with. Now, that being said, you have free will, and I'm not supposed to affect your free will, so you have to decide which one's better. I just will tell you that the green one does not have a great energy around it. I don't see a great energy around it. Doesn't mean it won't be successful. Just means I'm not seeing a strong energy around it. The Brazil one, I think, you know, it's funny. When I see something and I wonder why in God's name I saw it and what it has to do with anything, it always comes in threes. And here's the reason why I'm saying this to you. I was watching a House Hunter show, Brazil. I was looking for a specific song that I could play for my friend whose daughter is pregnant, and it was the Glee Brazil version. And now you're calling me with this. That's three times the charm. I think that's the point, okay? I often say messages come in threes, and that one certainly did, so I would say that.
Okay. So all these other things are just because I'm open and it's just going to just show up.
Yeah. And here's the thing, you know, it's okay to be open and to be open to new opportunities. My concern is if you have so much, you can't focus on one. And I do that myself sometimes because I'm always open to new opportunities. I see a lot of opportunities, but if I were to take advantage of each and every one, I'd be dead because I wouldn't have the energy to lift my fingers. You know what I mean? It'd just be,
yeah.
So you've got to be, like, really careful to focus. To do something and do it right, you need to focus. And if you don't focus, it's not going to be successful, and it's going to be a subpar performance. And if that person was working for you, you wouldn't want them working for you. Right?
True.
Okay. So my opinion is focus, focus, focus. And pick the one that you feel has the best potential for a good outcome. And I'm feeling good energy around Brazil.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right, Shauna. I hope that's been helpful.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Very good. Well, you know what time it is. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Ready? We're gonna do our email opening. And one of us has to go down to the big old rusty mailbox at the end of the dark, muddy road to pull open the mailbox. We're inside,
Liz. Sounds pretty ominous.
I know. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Ah. You
paper
won.
Covers rocking. No, you got to
cut
it
for a minute.
How do I lose
every time?
I don't play with a psychic. Okay, you're going to go down and open
That's
the
not
mailbox?
Fair.
I know it's not fair. I know. It's not fair. Maybe we'll draw straws next time,
yeah.
And I'll let you draw first. There.
Something,
that
yeah.
would be fair. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go down to the mailbox. I said that one day when I got up after a bad haircut and I looked in the mirror. I sounded just like that. Okay, pick whatever one of that batch you know.
Oh, let's see. I'll pick this one.
Pickety-pickety-poo. Okay, ready? Okay. I'll let you read first.
Okay. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica, I live in Alaska, and I moved here right after college because I heard there was a higher ratio of men to women here. Oh, is that true, I wonder?
I've heard that, yeah.
Huh. And all I wanted was to meet my Mr. Perfect. So far, I have met Mr. Grizzly, Mr. Sea Lion, and Mr. Polar Bear.
That's true.
However, I have yet to meet Mr. Wright. Any suggestions? And this is signed, Freezing for Love in Alaska, Jenny.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's
nice of you not to read a lesson.
Yeah, I learned my lesson last week, okay?
Yeah, because we're blacking out all last names, so we never make that mistake again. I would say that, what's her name, Jenny?
Jenny
from Alaska. Okay, you know, it's funny because this reminds me of a show I just saw recently on How I Met Your Mother. You know, the architect wanted to be in a relationship and married with kids so very badly.
Uh-huh.
Then he went out and purchased a home that he envisioned himself living in with his family.
Oh, I remember, yeah. I love that show.
I do, too. It's cute. And the thing that I have to say to you is, you know, when you try too hard for something and it doesn't come about naturally, what ends up happening is it's forced. And it's like forcing open a door that's not supposed to be opened. You need to live your life. You need to find something that excites you, find hobbies, a career, friends, and involve yourself in that, and the man will automatically come. I can tell you, you're still going to end up with a guy with a beard and a mustache, but I can tell you that. But I think that you're putting too much pressure on trying to find the guy. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be having the best life that you can have, and that means career, friendships, activities, hobbies. Put your focus on that, and the rest will come. I can promise you that, and he will have a beard and a mustache.
So maybe still in Alaska.
Oh, yeah, absolutely in Alaska. There's no doubt in my mind. And I have heard that same thing, by the way, that there are a lot of nice single men in Alaska.
Because who wants to live in Alaska? It's cold.
I know. It truly is. And I get
that. I mean, coming from the people that live in Florida, right?
Right, I know. And, and you know, I was just saying, I posted on my Facebook. And, y'all, go to my Facebook. I think there's a thing on this blog thing, radio thing, this blog radio thing, Blog Talk Radio, on the page where you can connect and you can friend me on Facebook. And please do that because I love to keep in touch with everyone who listens. But I love the cooler weather. We were able to open the windows recently, and it was great. Opening the windows is an awesome thing.
Well, it has been beautiful down here. I mean, it's getting in the 70s at night.
Yeah, I know. It's been, but for us, it's great. And I put it on my Facebook that I had the windows open, and I heard from a friend of mine, Teresa from Vermont, the one that I told you, who I got back in touch with from high school. We've talked, and oh my gosh, it was so great. You know, it's funny when you don't talk to people you haven't talked to in like 30 years.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And yet, it was an instant connection, you know. And I adored her then, and I adore her now, and I cannot tell you how happy I am that we connected. So that's great. But she had posted that it's been cold and drizzly. And I actually would just take that. I would take that.
No.
You know, I love...
Don't you remember cold drizzly? And that cold drizzly can last for weeks.
Yeah, but don't you remember the cute guys in the fireplace and the nice cuddle part? And that was the good part, you know?
But listen.
Cold drizzly, cuddly.
Cold drizzly.
Yeah.
Every day. Here, it's beautiful.
I know. The sunshine does mean something, but I guess I don't mind the cold and drizzly because you got to have... I like that change of seasons.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in 27 years, and
yeah.
I miss it. I really miss it, I have to say.
I do miss seeing the leaves change.
I miss it terribly, and I miss it terribly. Okay. Email number 2.
Okay.
Okay. Boy, did we get off target tonight.
We are doing that all night tonight.
We are going to be shot. Okay. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, that's you and me.
Okay.
Okay. I know you have had shows involving paranormal activity, and I live in a home where things, cabinet doors open and close, and lights go on and off on a regular basis. Now, understand, I am not the one making these things happen. I live in the state of Maryland, and I was wondering if you know anyone who may be able to help determine if I have a ghost living with me and if it's like Casper or Poltergeist. Megan from blankety blank blank, Maryland. Okay. Megan, that's a really good question. And what I'm going to suggest you do, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do it for you, and I will refer somebody out to you, and I will refer your email address to this person. Jessica and I do work and consult with lots of different paranormal groups, and I would, there's a priest that we've had on our show, and we replay the show a lot, Father Bob Bailey. He's with the Paranormal Warriors of St. Michael, and he has a list of 335 different, I believe it is, paranormal groups that work with them. And I will refer someone out to you, so look for my email sometime tomorrow. I will get you some information so we know if you're dealing with Casper or a scary poltergeist. But I have a feeling it's more like Casper, so I wouldn't worry, and you should be able to sleep really well tonight. Okay? Boy, these were good ones. Okay, so now take all of these. All of them. Hold on a second. We're folding.
Oh, you're going to do the reading, or not the reading.
The reading, the drawing.
Drawing.
I have to do the drawing. Okay, now put them all in the VATO email, and we are going to go ahead and do a drawing, because if we don't do a drawing, we're going to be in trouble. Okay, so the very first one we're going to pick out. Thank you. Okay, and this goes to... Aha, Melody, oh, I almost said the last name.
Uh-oh, see, it's catching.
I know. Melody B. from Metuchen. And you know who you are, and I will be sending it to New Jersey. And I will be sending you a email in the morning, and you are the winner of our 30-minute private reading with Dr. Ginny. That's me. I still remember that, so I haven't lost my mind. And we're going to play a short song, and we're going to go ahead and pick the second one. And I picked the song specifically because it was so cool, because it is two people that I thought were always really cool, Frank Sinatra, but my second, almost, I love this guy, Tony Bennett.
Oh, I like Tony Bennett.
Okay,
too.
And they're singing a duet of New York, New York, and I love it. Here we go.
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell me, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep and find your king of the hill, top of the heap. Your small town blues, they're melting away. Gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York.
You always make it there. You make it anywhere.
It's up to you, New York, New York. Doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill,
And do the Rockette dance, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, I love New York City.
I love New York City,
visiting
too.
Visiting it. I don't want to live there because it's too many people, but I love
the nightlife in New York.
I love going to the theater. I love it, love it, love it. You know, I have an old, you know, I used to collect those old trunks, right? And I still have a couple. And I have one out in the shed. And in it is tons of playbills from the plays I used to go to. Yeah, I just loved it. I mean, that was my favorite thing to do.
I haven't been in Houston forever.
And then going to, what was it, Mama Leone's? I don't know if Mama Leone's is there. I just know there was this famous singer once who, he was a famous singer, and he used to go there all the time, and I was in there with my cousins, and he walked in, and I'm like, oh, there's a, you know, because I was young, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that old dude that sings, you know?
I saw Tony Bennett actually in New York once.
In Mama Leone's?
In Mama Leone's. You were with
me. You kissed me.
Yes.
I knew it was one of the older singers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did kiss him. He was adorable. He had a thing for me. I don't know why. He came over and laid one on me.
He was so nice.
Yeah, he was an old dude, but, you know, at the time, I didn't realize it was Tony Bennett.
He still looked, I mean, that was
he
a long time ago.
He still looks great now, but now I'm a more mature woman, and I can appreciate his chiseled good looks. At the time, I'm thinking, this old dude that's some famous singer just kissed me. What the hell was that?
I know. I
remember that.
And we didn't recognize him at first.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, what's the deal? And they're like, oh, he's this. I'm like, oh, well, he just laid one on me. What the heck was that about?
Yeah.
I still had to pay for my meal. I mean, I should have gotten something free for that.
You got a kiss for free.
I think he signed something for me. And I'm thinking, why are you signing this? I don't even know. Yeah,
ow.
You know. I know. Well, you know, everyone needs an experience, right? All right, everybody. New York Pizza. Daniel Rivers. Okay, speaking of New York Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the chat room. Okay. We met some dear friends on Saturday. And we were supposed to meet them for lunch, but unfortunately I had a horrible headache, like one of those headaches you get once or twice a year. And you had eaten a really late breakfast, so we ended up not really eating, just kind of having coffee and chatting and having a great time. And then we had to go do an activity, paranormal thing. And then when we got done,
we were starving.
We were starving, so we're like, okay, now we got to eat. And so we came by something called New York Pizza Department, I think it was called, wasn't it? New York Pizza Department. And we went in there, and they had the best New York pizza. You can't get good pizza down there.
They have awesome pizza, and I am sure it's the same place that used to be downtown Orlando. And now they're in, what town is that?
We were Islesworth area, so
right.
Yeah, it was in there. But it was really good stuff.
Pizza was wonderful.
It
was like New York pizza.
There's nothing like a good New York pizza.
But
I mean,
you
can't
really
get
find
no.
much down here.
You can't really. And it's so hard. You can go to Sbarro, but that's not really quite the same. I like Regina Pizza from Boston. That's like the best, you know, North End.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the best. But, you know, you can't. It's hard to find down here. So that was great. I mean, I'm going to take my family back there. That was great.
It was really good.
I highly recommend it. You know, it's that time. That comes every Wednesday night. Don't look like a deer in the headlights
like,
again. You always get that. You're like, well, what time is that? I'm getting scared. It's time for the show to end.
And we want to thank everybody for listening and calling in and just allowing us to be silly and be part of our silliness. So thank you. You all mean a lot to us. I especially want to thank one of our earlier callers tonight, who I know that meant a lot to her. I know what it meant to me, and I felt the emotion. So I'm so thrilled that I was allowed to be the vessel for you to be able to have that connection. So God bless you all. We hope to see you next Wednesday night. Now, remember, folks, every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, we have our live show. You call in. If you hear shows during the week, they're probably not live because other than Wednesday night, they're reruns of shows that we've done previously. So just know that. And please tune in next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. If you want to be able to get an email, click on the follower on show, and you'll be able to get an email every time we do our live Wednesday night show. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you here next week at 8 p.m.